Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Saturday, October the 7th. I am Amber Lane, in politics. President Joe Biden has been interviewed as part of an independent investigation into his handling of classified documents, the White House said late Monday. It's a possible sign that the investigation is nearing its end. Special Counsel Robert Hur is examining the improper retention of classified documents by Biden from his time as a U.S. Senator and as Vice President that were found at his Delaware home, as well as at a private office that he used in between his service in the Obama administration and becoming president. The U.S. has already begun delivering critically needed munitions and military equipment to Israel, the White House said Monday, as the Pentagon reviews its inventories to see what else can be sent quickly to boost its ally in the three-day-old war with Hamas. John Kirby, a spokesman for the National Security Council, confirmed Monday evening that the first batch of military aid in the wake of the violent assault by Hamas militants is making its way to Israel. The delivery came as President Joe Biden prepared to give formal remarks on the attacks from the White House on Tuesday afternoon, after he confirmed that at least 11 Americans were killed in the violence over the weekend. Cecilia, what else is going on in the world today?
Thanks, Amber. I am Cecilia Sinclair, and in World News In. Jerusalem around dawn Saturday morning as most of the country slept, thousands of rockets rained down on Israel, as far north as Tel Aviv and as far east as Jerusalem. Then came the infiltrators, who stormed unsuspecting towns in the south, killing civilians and taking hostages. The combined land, sea and air attack was spearheaded by Hamas, the Islamist militant group that rules the Gaza Strip, and supported by Palestinian Islamic Jihad, a smaller Gaza-based group that has fought with Israel in the past. President Biden stated that the United States stands with Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared Saturday, "We are at war," after Hamas militants from Gaza launched a surprise, multi-pronged attack across central and southern Israel, killing an estimated 250 Israelis and wounding 1,000 more. Turkish forces killed 58 Kurdish fighters during overnight attacks on militant targets in northern Syria. Earthquakes kill at least 100 in Afghanistan. The United Nations reported that the people were killed in western Afghanistan on Saturday, and that hundreds of others may be buried under the rubble. The initial earthquake measured a 6.3 magnitude. Explosives found by children kills at least 15 in Democratic Republic of Congo after a group of children brought home an explosive device that they had found while they were playing. The tragedy took place Friday evening in the village of Kyantjitisi, located in Marsi's territory in North Kivu province. In Ecuador, 7 men arrested in the assassination of an Ecuadorian presidential candidate were found dead in the prisons where they were being held. Ryan, what's going on in business, science and technology?
Thanks, Cecilia. I am Ryan Reynolds, and in business, science and technology, U.S. officials raised alarms about the country's increasing dependence on the biggest cloud computing companies. Amazon, Google and Microsoft have begun to explain more of the work they do to secure the data of tens of millions of online customers. Cybersecurity experts in and out of government say that email, word processing and other software running on computer networks owned by those big companies remains more secure than the equivalent programs running on government-owned machines. As more U.S. companies enforce the return-to-office mandates, employees are quitting at high rates. Grind lost 45% of its staff recently. Target, Walmart and other large chains are blaming rising crime and violence for a heap of store closures. Meanwhile, Home Depot, Lowe's, Dollar Tree, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Ulta have all raised concerns about disappearing inventory known as shrink. In their last round of earnings call, the most prolific shoplifters are likely organized, according to the National Retail Federation, part of a coordinated effort to steal items and then illegally resell them online via Amazon, eBay, OfferUp, Facebook, and Marketplace. The University of Ireland is now about to offer a degree in social influencing. Misty, what's going on in crime?
Thanks, Ryan. I am Misty Merkel, and in U.S. national crime. A study that analyzed the 180 in custody deaths in 10 Maryland detention centers found about half of those people died within the first 10 days of incarceration. and for those whose deaths were deemed to be from natural causes, the report shows they died nearly 3 decades younger than the state life expectancy. The report cites that 3 in 10 Marylanders are Black, yet Black people make up 7 in 10 who are incarcerated, more than twice the national average of 32% of all incarcerated people. Also in Maryland, the driver of the Kia Sorento that crashed into a tree the 29th of September in the Mitchellville area was identified as Marquis Swan, 14, of Lanham, police said, the youngest of the teens. 2 of the passengers were identified as Serenity Selman, 15, of Upper Marlborough, and Zashawn Cuffey, 15, of Glenarden, according to police. Police are still awaiting confirmation of the identity of the 4th occupant, but a family representative identified him as 17-year-old Dartrell Bias, a cousin to Serenity. Farmerville, Louisiana. A judge delivered a victory Monday to the state prosecution of white Louisiana lawmen in the deadly 2019 arrest of Ronald Green, allowing the most serious charge of negligent homicide to go forward against a trooper captured on body camera video dragging the Black motorist by his ankle shackles and forcing him to lie face down in the dirt. The case had been steeped in uncertainty in recent months after the judge dismissed obstruction charges against 2 other troopers, leaving 3 officers still facing charges. "My heart is lifted by this," said Green's mother, Mona Harden. "We shouldn't have waited for plus years, but we're still moving forward." Master Trooper Corey York had sought dismissal of the negligent homicide and malfeasance charges against him after prosecutors acknowledged an extraordinary oversight in which they improperly allowed a use of force expert to review statements York made during an internal affairs inquiry. "Such compelled interviews may be used to discipline officers administratively, but are specifically shielded from use in criminal cases." Dylan, take it away.
I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news, a new study finds link between 334 genes and lifestyle of avoiding meat. Less people are choosing to reduce or eliminate meat consumption. This comes from a study that measures meat consumption from the year 2000 through 2019. The largest ghost gun parts maker agrees to stop selling in California. Polymer 80, the leading manufacturers of ghost gun kits, has agreed to stop selling them to California residents and will pay $5 million in penalties as part of a lawsuit settlement with the Los Angeles City Attorney. The agreement to halt sales of the kits in the nation's most populous state comes after a D.C. judge last year entered a permanent injunction and a $4 million judgment against Polymer 80 for selling gun parts in violation of city law. The company's website now prominently advises it will not sell parts to residents of California or the District of Columbia. Tyler, what is happening in sports?
Thanks, Dylan. I am Tyler Tumbo. In sports, the DC United soccer team will not be led by Wayne Rooney next season. Defending champion Daniil Medvedev was knocked out of the Shanghai Masters Sunday after his shock 7-6, 10-8, 6-2 defeat at the hands of 26th-ranked Sebastian Korda. Iga Swiatek defeated Ludmila Samsonova at the China Open in Beijing. The Washington Capitals fall to the Columbus Blue Devils 4-2. Simone Biles has point deduction in the now famous Biles 2 move, along with another deduction for her coach assisting to start, and Rebecca Andrade takes the gold medal for Brazil, and substitute Scott McTominay scored 2 goals in second half stoppage time Saturday as host Manchester United rallied to beat Brentford 2-1 in the English Premier League. US Open champion Coco Gauff was left off the American team for the Billie Jean King Cup finals on Monday, while second-ranked Iga Swiatek of Poland is skipping the event for the second year in a row. Gauff and Jessica Pegula, the 2 highest-ranked American players, were both absent from the US team announced Monday. Madison Keys, Sophia Kenin, Danielle Collins, Sloane Stephens, and Taylor Townsend will play for the US at the November 7-12 event in Seville, Spain. That is all for today. Like, share, subscribe, and catch our podcast on Google Podcasts, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and others. This has been Lo's Logic.